Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Public Health today is launching VaccinateIowa.gov. It's a new website that provides information about vaccine priority populations and eligibility. Those resources are available for Iowans age 65 and older, and there are also answers to questions that are frequently asked about the vaccine. The site also hosts a locator tool where users can enter their zip code to find vaccine providers near them. And Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowa will start vaccinating essential workers and people with disabilities early next month. Reynolds says she expects 70% of Iowans currently eligible for a vaccine to have received at least one dose by mid-March. Next in line are essential workers in areas like food processing, manufacturing, and distribution, as well as Iowans with disabilities and staff caring for them. That group could be 70% vaccinated by early April. The federal government is increasing its vaccine shipments to states, but demand is still greater than supply. And Iowa Republican lawmakers advanced a bill this week that would reduce unemployment benefits starting next summer. It would give less money to unemployed Iowans with multiple dependents, require claimants to wait a week to receive benefits, and to take a new job that pays significantly less than their old one. The bill also cuts the period of time a worker can get benefits if their workplace closes permanently. Democratic lawmakers say it's cruel to cut benefits when there's still so much economic uncertainty during the pandemic. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.